Hang on, everybody. It's a cleanse day today, which means I'm doing a podcast with virtually no food in my body. Intermittent fasting, in a sense. Been doing it once a week for months now. Man. While I don't quite like it, it sure makes the weight come off and makes me feel great. There's no doubt about that. Speaking of feeling great, today we're talking about success and the very simple little things I think you need to do to get there. And when I define success, I'm talking about being content and happy in every single area of your life, including all the success you want to have in business and all that stuff as well, okay? So we'll talk about today, a little bit of balance work, I guess. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com every single day for over, we're in our 16th season, but it started well before that. Simple mission. Life gets in the way sometimes when you decide to go after dreams, and therefore we have to get through that. So we stand up, we take a step, and repeat. World's simplest success recipe. Sometimes you don't know what to do. That's what I call the click. The trick is the click. It's that moment in time when you just head down the path, maybe on today's show, maybe in the next 8 or 10 minutes. You'll hear something. I'll say something. I'll get you thinking. And click, something will happen way down deep inside your soul that will move you in a different direction. That's just the way it works. When you took the time to start this program today, not knowing what the heck is going to come out of my mouth, all I know is this. At some point during this show, there's going to be one itty-bitty little thing, a click, that's going to work for you. I don't care about the rest of it. It's just that one little thing. So hang in there. Look for it. It's there. I planted it. It's like a little Easter egg in here. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Really happy that you are here today. Success is one of those things that if you listen to me over time, you'll hear me say, it's a broad thing. It's undefined. I am not a fan of undefined. I just, I'm one of these guys that I kind of want to know specifics, if you will. So when you say, go get successful, I'm like, well, what do you mean by that exactly? Are you like that? I think the minute you get specific about things, that's when you start getting what you want. In fact, I know that because if you have dreams and goals and ambitions and desires and it's too broad and too generic, how can you get it? The target's too wide. So I love specific. So I'm going to specify a bit today on the success thing, because essentially what I want you to do is I want you to become, like I talked about earlier this week and you've heard before, I want you to become the person you're meant to be. Just like me, every single day I get out of bed and that's what I strive for. It's something that I hear every single day from the people that I chat with all over the world. And frankly, it's beyond a joyful life. In fact, when we go beyond that, I can't think of anything more important than becoming the person you know you are on the inside. And I hear it all the time. People say, Scott, I just know there's more in me. And I'll ask them, I said, well, what is that? And oftentimes they don't know, or they at least have a kind of an idea. And we can explore that and get there. But that's this thing that kind of fulfills you beyond paying the bills, beyond raising the kids, beyond fixing the car, stuff like that. So we're looking for that. Now, most people tend to work on different areas of their lives. I bet you do this as well. Some will say that family is the most important thing. They put all their effort into family. My daughter does that. The house is falling apart. The car is falling apart, but the family's great. How about friends? A lot of people say friends are the most important. I can agree with that to some extent if they're the right friends and not too many friends. You know what I mean by that. Friends can be liabilities as well as assets. You got to pay attention. But if you pay nothing but attention to your friends and you have a family, are you serving your family? Too much time with your friends and your family might take away from your job. But some people do focus explicitly on their career. And when they do that, well, you know, you've probably seen that. You may be living that right now. You may be working a 12-hour day. You may be commuting. A gentleman who we just talked to commuting 50 miles one way. That's a big day, man. It's 2 hours of commute. If you're doing that, there is no time to take care of your kids and your family and yourself and everything else. You might make some more money. You might be happy. Maybe not. I don't know. Some people work on their legacy, especially after the kids move out. They spend so much time about the legacy they're going to leave. You want to know my thing about a legacy? It's a big world with, 7.5 billion people now. I'm pretty sure that about 5 minutes after I die, you're going to forget about me. Pretty sure. There'll be a few of you that will have a book sitting on a shelf somewhere. When you die, somebody will find the book on your shelf and they'll think, oh, who's this Scott guy? But I'm pretty sure there's not much I can do. So the legacy is in the living that I leave. It's the people that are here when I'm here now. When I'm gone, I hope they'll miss me. But that's, I don't know that I can do much more than that. How do I know that? Well, Scott logic, my version of common sense, tells me that pretty much anybody I've ever known who passed away that was working on their legacy, I forgot about pretty fast. Unless I'm on a $100 bill, or probably a digital $100 bill, I'm not going to be around. Very few people are, so I don't worry about that. So for many years, most people, including me, get lost in developing specific areas of our life like I just talked about. And when you do that, other areas are put on hold. In fact, I will go so far as to say a major part of every conversation I have is people saying, I just been waiting to do this. I'm holding off. I've got to do this first. You know, when the kids get out of the house, when I get enough money, when I did all that stuff, right? So they're outwardly successful in so many ways, but I know some. They wouldn't be talking to me on the phone or on a Zoom call if there wasn't something bugging them. And it's really, truly that. It's a hit or miss life, getting success where they want, and it's causing sleepless nights, and it's not satisfying, and you feel in your heart and soul you're not living your best you. You're just not. So the solution, at least for me, and you can take it for all, anything you want, is what we call an all-in approach to living. An all-in approach. And it's a very personal thing. You got to figure out what all-in is for you. Like I was, years ago, I gave up hobbies because I thought all-in was doing hobbies and having fun all the time. I said, you know what? Hobbies to me are work sometimes. All-in for me sometimes is sitting on the sofa watching Netflix, and that's cool. Everybody else can go crazy. I just want to sit down and do nothing. I had to figure stuff out of that about myself. But I had to have balance in my life as well, because over time, I have developed a really solid belief that whatever you deem as your ultimate use of your life, the best use, will only happen when you've evolved in every single area of your life and do it every single day. So yeah, I like to sit my butt on the sofa sometimes. I just want to stop. I just want to let the world spin around me. I'll shut down for 60 minutes and just stop. That's the best use of my life at that time. And it works for me. Not all the time, but sometimes. Focusing on your business and achieving success at the highest level, that only happens when the other areas of your life are balanced. You know that already. No, I make more money when I ignore everything else. Yeah, probably, but you don't get the life you want, do you? Raising your kids can be the best thing that can happen for you, but it's only going to be the best for everybody when it's in balance with the rest of your life. If you never see them because you're working all the time or you can't afford to put shoes on their feet or put a roof over their head, then it's not really a good deal, is it? Now, going to the gym and working out, it's not good for you. Developing your spiritual being. A lot of people work on that. People all the time tell me, very spiritual people I study, they know everything, but their life is completely out of balance. At a deeply satisfying level, you will develop your spiritual being when all areas of your life are balanced. In other words, you only achieve your personal best when your mind, your body, your relationships, your finances are all working kind of in synchronicity to support your journey. Any other strategy is kind of hit or miss. And I run into it all the time, and I live it myself. I think it's human nature to get up and you know, chase squirrels and shiny objects and weigh that one thing may be important for the other. Like, I'll do this now and then it'll be okay. I think it's okay to do that. Well, no, I don't. I spent a whole podcast. No, I don't. I don't think so. Okay. So Scott, if you're going to do that, what do you think? Huh? Okay. I'll tell you. Every single day, the best use of my time and your time and anybody's time is to do something to develop, to maintain, and to grow every critical area of your life, whatever you deem as important, whether the kids or the family or the house or the job, whatever it happens to be, a little bit every single day, balanced. It doesn't have to be big, but it does have to happen. Nothing is going to be perfect. That's okay. But when you touch the different areas of your life every single day, and you make a point to do that, your life balances out and you're a happy, more fulfilled person. So no matter how busy you are with the job, when the kid calls and you just answer that phone and take every moment that child needs, you've done good. No matter how busy you are, when you reach out to one or two people a day and just say, hey, how you doing? It's the check-in call. Just want to see how you're doing. Just want to say hi. When you do that, you've connected with people, connected with yourself, and you do that in every area of your life. If the gym is important to you, you want to do something with your physical body every single day. You will be happier when you do. I know sometimes it's, I don't have time for that, Scott. No, I know. I get it. Nor do I. Then I find that when I do, I have all the time in the world to do it. All right, tomorrow, coming up. 4 steps of change. Yeah, that's always a fun one. Easy one to do, something you need to pay attention to. Easy recipe for you. And on Friday, waking up to gratitude, a great way to start your day. You have a great day today. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.